This is a funny story. I called Sawhill and I said, this thing is going to fail because we don't have the right leader and really need somebody. And he said, we've got a number of people. I'll call you tomorrow. And he called me. He said, I found the perfect leader. I think she can be ready in about 3 weeks. I said, who is this? What do you mean, she? He said, she is a project manager in Boston. I said, John, forget it. These are the cowboys and Indians and oil men. That's a tough part of the land. You want a girl from Boston to come down here and tell everybody what to do? And he said, Joe, grow up. That's literally what he said. This woman has done wonders up there, and she can make water run uphill. Nancy McKinnon was her name.
Nancy McKinnon.
Yeah, she was incredible. She came down. She started organizing things. She had a tough time in the beginning. Nobody liked the idea of a woman from Boston telling him what to do in Osage County. But the long and the short of it was she pulled things together. She said, you know, we need to do something to make a big splash. You knew Storman Norman, didn't you? I said, the general? She said, yeah. I said, he's on the Nature Conservancy's National Board.
Norman Schwarzkopf.
She said, I want you to get him to come down, and we will have an opening, even though we don't have anything to open, but we'll schedule an opening, and we'll have him as a keynote speaker. I said, I don't know whether I can get him to come down here or not. She said, yes, you can. You have a company airplane. You tell him you'll send an airplane for him, and you get him down here. If we do that, she said, I've talked to the commanding general of the Oklahoma National Guard, and they said if Storman Norman comes down, they'll set up a tent city for everybody. So we'll have a tent city, and we'll have Storman Norman, and we'll inaugurate a project that didn't even exist. And Nancy and I did that. Nancy was just great. She went on and did big things for the Conservancy afterwards. She did Palmyra Atoll in the Pacific and a lot of things. And then she married one of the vice presidents of the Orvis Company, and we stayed in close touch. We had a big celebration last fall. All my family came, and Nancy came. I gave a big speech about Nancy McKinnon right there to everybody. And Penny, my ex-wife, was there. So it was a great event. The most remarkable thing happened. The chief and the deputy chief of the Osage came. We were all in this big barn. Everybody gave talks. The chief got up and he asked me to come forward. They said, and I'm being braggadocio now, but this is a fact that happened.
Right.
I could show you the picture downstairs. He put his arm around me and he said, this man representing something we didn't know anything about, the Nature Conservancy, convinced us to do this project, that this is the best thing for the tribe. He said, we had been very distrustful of wealthy white men, but this man convinced us that this was the thing to do, and they brought a big blanket and put it around me.
Oh, wow.
And he said, he spoke the truth. And we believe the tall grass prairie is a real thing and has been now for 5 years. There wasn't a dry eye in the house.
No. My eyes did not dry myself.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Wow.
There was another famous person involved in all this. It was Harvey Payne.
Yes.
Now, Harvey Payne was a legitimate, not just dabbling in conservation. He knew what he was talking about. He was an artist. He was a photographer. He was a rancher. He had everybody on his side, but he had the imagination to keep pushing as we kept running into barriers. One of the other good things we did was we started a board of directors for the Oklahoma Nature Conservancy. We put all the oil bigwigs and others that we could get on it. We had a lot of support from the board.
I've interviewed Frederick Drummond. And I've interviewed Harvey Payne, too, along with Cenk Jones, who also was a big supporter.
And Cenk Jones wrote a book about it.
Right.
Harvey did the photography. It's not a big book. It's just a little introductory book.
Frederick Drummond, I think he was kind of a go-between the ranchers and all.
Very much so.
So he could talk to both sides. He could talk to you. He could talk to the ranchers and the tribe.
Very much so. he was a really, really important linchpin to pull the ranchers together. He was part of that group that went to Washington when we testified and all the Indians showed up.